And you had interaction with Debbie Lloyd?
Yes, briefly.
Okay. And isn't it true that in the entire time you were there, you were not informed as to what caused damage to Mr. Depp's hand on finger on March 8th?
Objection, hearsay.
I'm asking what he wasn't told.
I'll sustain the objection. Next question.
You didn't know what could cause damage to Mr. Depp's hand while you were there on March 8th, correct?
Dr. Kipper told me he sustained an injury on one of his fingers.
Well, objection, hearsay.
Wait, you asked the question.
Okay, oh.
Next question.
Have you guys been following the Amber Heard trial? Well, excuse me, the Johnny Depp defamation trial. Did you? I know I told you guys about that.
So I just started catching up on it.
Yeah, and, yeah.
Because you mentioned it. I mean, I saw it on TV,
yeah.
But I didn't really want to follow it because I felt like that was like rich people
problems
issues.
I mean, but it's not. Yeah. But
RPP.
I'm just saying, like, people problems who don't have like issues with somebody that they taken a little too far. But the difference is this is on TV, and it's about millions. You know, it's about money, and, you know, who hasn't been affected by somebody that's kind of like messed up with your job or your money? I mean, everybody kind of has.
So you're saying you relate to it?
Yeah, you can relate to it.
After you started catching up and seeing, but it's your reputation, though. Think about that. So
let me give you a quick
story.
Yeah,
go ahead. I'll let you guys go.
So real quick story. Yeah. So when I was divorced, I met Kara, right?
Okay.
So I met Kara, and we were going to Toys R Us when they had the Toys R Us store, right? And as me and Kara was going to the Toys R Us store, I think it had been a year since I'd been with my wife, right?
Okay.
I'd been divorced for a year. And so I was going to Toys R Us store, and I saw a lady that I knew from the church that I went with my ex-wife, right?
All right.
So I'm going to the store, and I recognize this lady, but I saw her at church, but I didn't know her. Like, we don't speak or whatnot.
Yeah.
So me and Kara going into the Toys R Us, and we're looking for our kids' stuff, and we happen to go on different aisles, right? Because, you know, that just happens sometimes. And so Kara caught up with me about 20 minutes later and said, hey, 15, 20 minutes later, she goes, hey, the woman you saw outside, do you know her well? I said, well, I just saw her at church. I don't really speak to her. You know, I see her at church.
Yeah.
And then she goes, she saw me, and she walked up to me, and she said, be careful.
Ooh.
So from like for like the next month, Kara's asking me all these weird questions about why she tell me to be careful and all this. And I said it's because when me and my ex, you know, when we got divorced, some things were probably said about me.
Yeah.
Goes through the church, people talk about you, and it gave me a bad reputation.
Yeah.
Church is like high school, bro.
But I said she doesn't even know me. Like, we've never spoken before. Like, the lady, we've never spoken before.
Wow.
So think about how forward you have to be to see you out in the street with someone.
I know.
And then you have the audacity to roll up on this person. Mm-hmm. You don't know me from a can of paint.
Mm-hmm.
To roll up on somebody and be like, be careful.
I know. Yeah. I wanted to catch up with her to ask her, be careful about what?
Right. Like, what are we talking about exactly?
If you would have did that.
You know me?
I looked for her. I couldn't find her, but I wanted to ask her.
You brother, know. If you would have did that, you would have answered all of her worries. What are you talking about? She'd be like, "What are you talking about? You scared me."
That's crazy. Like you, seriously, you for you to be so comfortable,
yes.
To like find yourself in somebody else's business,
yeah,
and feel the need to share stuff that you don't even know this person. Like, that's just out of. And not only that, but you from the church. You're supposed to be here about God's word and, you know, forgiveness and turning the other way.
But my point was my reputation.
Like, but your reputation.
Yeah, she
it's crazy.
She tried to tarnish it.
So, yeah, but speaking of reputation, that's what I'm saying. The one thing you have is your reputation. And he, because of whatever she claimed in 2016 as far as the physical abuse, sexual abuse.
Right.
Ended up losing over $100 million you know,
projected revenue.
He lost Pirates of the Caribbean 6,
and that's a money maker right there.
Yeah,
for him.
Yeah, he gets like $25 million every time he shoots that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just watching this trial. You know, at first I was like, "Oh, what's going on?" And then I'm seeing they mentioned she had like borderline personality disorder, and they had her analyzed by their you know, his team's psychiatrist that they found. But it was just crazy to see all this thing happening. And I'm like, yo, haven't we all seen someone or been with someone that was when you were younger and you're like, yo, because he couldn't walk away from arguments. She would chase him down. And they, even though they agreed with it, you know, like, hey, so it doesn't get bad. Let me be able to leave. And she was like, yeah, I'll let you leave. It's fine. I'll let you leave. I won't stop. And then in the recording, he's like, can I fucking leave? And she's like, no. And then she would cry and manipulate the situation to make him stay. And he's like, listen, you told me I can leave. I just want to leave and come back in a couple hours. And I would, it's crazy that they came up with boundaries, with rules, with things to play by. And they did it together. And then she would still cross it and manipulate it and make it seem like she's the victim or, oh, you're leaving me, you're abandoning me. And he's like, listen, we just had this conversation. If we stay, it's bad for each other because you get mad and then next, you know, basically you're hitting me. And I, you know, just from seeing it, I was like, holy crap. And, you know, Winona Ryder and all these people are sitting here talking about, no, Johnny, I was with Johnny, his partner that he had for 14 years. Like, he doesn't have a mean bone in him. And it can take a young woman. I need to check to see if the birth record says she was a redhead because she acts like a redhead. Amber Heard.
See, now you're taking it to the redheads. My redheads, we love you.
Yo.
All right. Oh, y'all spicy, though. Y'all spicy. Yeah, definitely. So we love you.
Spicy, but crazy. But she, to me, took advantage of the Me Too movement. And that's not cool because I think right when she was doing this, and she said she became the face of the Me Too, not the face, but spoke against this stuff, and she took an opportunity, which in return ruined his career and projected her career. Like, projected it, right?
Did that put her in Aquaman?
Yeah, it put her in Aquaman, I believe. Or Aquaman, yeah. Aquaman got some, started getting ticket sales, getting publicity because she put a article out in the Washington Post, I believe, saying that she was an activist this for the past 2 years. I mean, who could you be referring to that you've been with? So she didn't per se say Johnny Depp.
Okay.
But she was with him for two years. Yeah,
she had the article where she spoke against someone that she relationship with.
Yes.
And she didn't name drop, but she
said I was let, with let 2 years, let last let 2 years. All
the breadcrumbs to lead to that one person.
And then she put it's just so much crazy shit that she did. And then the Sun paper in Europe put something calling him a wife beater. So he tried to sue the Sun paper first, and that didn't go well. He didn't end up getting money, which they're just going off of what's been said. And calling him a wife beater. So all this is trickling down that, like, yeah, he hasn't gotten any movies that he normally gets. And it's really about his character.
Even the movies that he was slated for, right? Because, yes, like you mentioned, you had Pirates. And then what was the other one? Something of Griswold or whatever. Like, wasn't he in, like, was it like Fantastic Beasts or something?
Yeah, Fantastical Beasts, they dropped him. Yeah, the Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, he was in it.
He's going to be in the sequel for that.
Was he?
Yes, yeah. And they dropped him, man.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. He was pretty good in that.
He was.
Yo, Johnny Depp is, no lie, a phenomenal actor.
Yes.
He is.
Like, his range and his ability to play, like, these characters that are just, like, out there is just, it's amazing.
Just watching what he said, like, watching, he said, oh, you know, he was hurt by Disney cutting him out of there, and he wanted to give Jack Sparrow a good send-off, and he was approached about writing or help writing the eighth installment, but he came up with the character and said they hated it. He said, I fought for this character, and they hated it. And that's the character that, you know.
So it sells the movie.
Exactly.
It does.
It was his character. And what did he say? And this is true. They said, what has this done to you? He said, they're like, what have you lost? He goes, I've lost close to everything or something like that. The way he stated it, what does this cost you? Nothing but everything.
Wow.
Nothing but everything.
Mic drop.
Yeah. You know, the case wasn't something that I was following initially. I kind of was of your mindset. Not so much that it was like RPP, you know, rich people's problems, but like I really didn't have an interest, right? When it got interesting, though, is when more and more information was coming out that she basically used her gender as like a weapon. She weaponized the fact that she was a female and she was abused and he was this horrible person. Yep. And it was done maliciously.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Like absolutely just maliciously. And then I think when I really tuned in is when I was scrolling And I guess there was confirmation that she put, like, shit in the bed.
What was the photograph of Mr. Depp?
It was a photograph of the bed, our bed, and on my side of the bed, was human fecal matter. So I understood why it wasn't a good time to go down there. My initial response to that was, I mean, I laughed. It was so outside. It was so bizarre and so grotesque that I could only laugh. So I did not go down there that day.
Yes.
Fecal matter, yeah.
And yes. That's when it's like, I've been in some doozy of some situations, right? I've been in some doozy of some situations.
Like what?
I've had to walk away for my well-being.
Yeah.
But I have never, and I repeat, I have never once thought to myself, like, I'm going to go shit in this bed. I'm about to go leave a handful of last night's tacos on her pillow because you know what? Hey, that's just where she took
me. She was disgusted with the situation.
Where is...
I love you.
Where are you at? I can't even fathom that. And so, you know, after that happened, I'm like, nah, you on a special frequency. When that was like your
go-to,
and it's like, oh, it was a joke, and I'm like,
yeah,
what type of joke is that? Like, who's laughing except for you?
Exactly, the joke is on. Yeah,
yo, and not only that, I mean, let's be serious. We all have thought, well, did they put a toothbrush in that toilet? I have. I was like, maybe my toothbrush maybe have cleaned around the bowl, but she also was said to have an affair with James Franco and Elon Musk.
What?
Elon Musk.
I did hear whispers of Elon Musk.
And Elon Musk, so after that happened, they separated, and she officially dated Elon Musk for, I think, about a year, close to a year. And
so it was true?
Yeah, but she asked for $7 million in the divorce, right? So she wanted to give to charity.
Oh, really?
Didn't end up doing it. Basically, Johnny was like, hey, they were, you know, his accountant, whatever, write the check. And you're like, well, write it to the LAC, whatever the thing, into the other thing over there.
And do your voice again?
You know, because Johnny has this weird accent. Like,
he really does.
You know, it's like almost, me too. He's like,
I do.
So I lost nothing but.
No, he does. I love listening to him speak.
Part of everything. Yes. So my, you know, it was supposed to go to her. So I had my lawyer. write up the check, and so we put it there, and that's where it went.
Yeah, that's pretty spot on.
Yeah, that's what he talks like. That's what he talks. But so she didn't even do what she was supposed to do. One was supposed to go to Children's Hospital, and another one was supposed to go to artists or whatever, help artists, you know, that are creative artists, or whatever, that struggle, whatever. $7 million.
Where'd it go?
Exactly. And then Elon Musk put $500,000 in her name to help her out. Because this was all part of the divorce settlement. And all this is being shown, man. Like, it's really showing how bad of a character she is. I mean, if anything, if he doesn't win this defamation case because of whatever technicalities, you know, they always make, well, if you can't prove this, whatever. I bet you he gets his career back from this. Because it's showing that she was the abuser.
But how can you get back the parts that he lost?
Oh, no. I'm saying Hollywood accepts him back. Because people are signed. They've signed like 200,000 or 2 million to get her out of Aquaman 2. That's how
they
bad.
They were up to like 2 plus million last I checked as far as a petition to
I liked that Aquaman 2.
Oh, I did.
Yo, and speaking of, I know you were talking about the cancel culture. So that's basically too. You got in with the cancel culture. Speaking of cancel culture and movies dropping, you said you wanted to talk about Will Smith bringing him back up since we haven't spoken to him since we've been on hiatus.
I was just curious about that. Like, are you guys as surprised as I am that this thing is still ongoing?
Yeah.
And hold up, real quick. Let me circle back.
Okay.
The reason that this case is important is because I can't think of another situation where we've had such a flagrant case of someone weaponizing their gender. Like, we know it happens, and you mentioned something, Reg, and it's true. Like, there's multiple people you can go back and see. There's been others, like, I guess what we would consider superstars, males, that have been in an abusive relationship.
Yep.
And I think sometimes, you know, people are kind of, like, very dismissive. Like, oh, you're a dude. What are you talking about? And we also see it a lot in like, you know, children's court as far as, like, you know, children being given almost like by default the female gets what feels to be the better deal as far as, like, you know, access to the children and things like that. So, and that maybe makes a little more sense. But I've known situations, and I'm kind of going off script a little bit, but I've known situations where the father was the better parent, but strictly because that was the mother. No, it was just like, this is what it is. So I think what this brings to the table is a grand view for everyone to see that, hey, just because you cry foul doesn't necessarily mean that's the case. Like, they've put this guy through the ringer, especially the media that's now had to kind of come back and like humble themselves a little bit.
But what could they have done different? I mean, because it took how long did it take for the facts to come out?
The thing is, you know what? Our culture needs to change. And what we need to do is there should be, in my opinion, I feel there should be some responsibility by the media, because when you label someone something and it's inaccurate, here's what I know about this place. Here's what I know about our world.
Okay.
The only time people take things serious and move with some form of diligence is when there is money involved.
Exactly.
If I know that I am on the hook financially for potentially ruining someone for something that I said or printed, guess what? I'm going to move differently. But we are so quick, because it's about clicks. It's about people picking up the magazine or the paper. So there's this whole spin culture. And ultimately what you're doing is you're ruining someone's life without having all of the information. And yeah, you can hide behind, oh, well, this is what she said, so we were operating off of what she said. Well, guess what? Now you found out what she said may not be totally accurate. So does that get you off the hook for what you've done to me in my career? I don't know, but that's maybe something we should explore. But all that said, at least people are getting a big picture view of, hey, anyone can be in an abusive relationship.
But do people care?
Yes.
Well, they should care.
Surprisingly, yes, there's a lot of people that care, because some of these same people that was, like, you know, waving the banner like burn Johnny at the stake are now feeling like, yo, we got God. And if we got God, how many times before have we got God? And how many times has this happened? And by default, as a society, we just assume the guy's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, so I think that's what it is, because people became emotionally invested, like, oh, Johnny's a dirtbag.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, shit, wait a minute. It looks like she might be the dirtbag. Like, it's forced a reckoning.
And two things that you just touched on. You said they're not interested unless there's money involved. So the paper was not interested unless she had put Johnny Depp in there. So she had to somehow include him in there. They weren't interested. And they're like, oh, that's when they wanted more so, because she said, I'm going to write the article.
Yeah.
So she wrote it. But they weren't interested, and they were like, "You put Johnny in there, we'll put you in the post." That's what happened. Second thing, she was actually, she's bisexual. She was married to a woman before. She was arrested for domestic abuse. She punched a girl, her wife. She said the officer that arrested her was homophobic. It was a woman officer, and she was a lesbian. So. You know what I mean? So that just shows you who you're dealing with. I mean, anyway, if once an abuser, always an abuser. If she has that thing to snap on people, it's going to happen.
I think you can change, right? I don't want to put people in this box like you can't change. But
I don't know if Amber can change.
She was an Aquaman. There's a
pattern, you know, when there's a pattern, then, I mean, it's kind of hard to act like, well, I can't believe this is happening. Like, no, there's definitely something going on there. And that's why this situation is especially kind of, like, outrageous, because he's had to deal with, like, his name being less than dog shit for quite some time now. And finally, you know what, the information's coming out. And even now, like, with the court series, because I went back and I'm like, you know, let me listen to some of this stuff. Even like as you kind of follow the trial.
It's a little funny though, isn't it?
It is kind of funny, but even in those instances, like when he's asked questions or like the opportunity is given for him to explain, they're like, oh, we object, we object. So even at the trial, like he still can't get like his full version of the story out. And I kind of feel like that's also not helping her, because even in, even, you know, by, you know, trial by court, it appears like, well, why don't you just let him say what he got?
Right.
But I say, like, it just, it's not looking good for her.
If you watch her lawyers are the worst. Her lawyers are like her almost.
Well, she don't have no money.
What do you mean? No. They're like, they're like the most asshole lawyers. Like, they will talk to the witnesses like professionals that are just paid to be there, not like they're his best friend. These are professionals, and they're all of them have the same demeanor. And I'm like, what the hell? And then
they're not helping her case.
No, and Amber Heard
doing more harm to her.
Yes, and Amber Heard, what's up with the face? Like, why are you keep making that?
And how unreliable?
You make that face like this. Like, I'm sad. Have you seen her do the face the whole... Dude, watch her face.
Is that a
victim face?
Yes. She's doing a victim face. And it's like, this is a defamation thing, girl. Somebody acting like you were hurting me. You in Aquaman, too. And I keep seeing things that they're limiting your minutes, your screen time. That's what I keep seeing. But I don't know how true it is.
It's interesting, right? Because now folks are saying, like, depending on what happens with this case, you almost now have to weigh in on her the same way Johnny got weighed in on, right? Because if the action that was taken on Johnny was based on him being an abuser, with this information coming out, and the crazy thing is some of these recordings was stuff that she recorded.
I know.
Which is crazy.
I know. She was trying to plan the whole thing.
It's actually, and so from the beginning, from like, you know, the thought process into it, but ultimately what's crazy is, you know, like, you know, my parents are from the islands. Well, our folks are from the islands.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have like all these old sayings, and they say, you know, like, sometimes you may go into something plotting for someone else, and ultimately it comes back to you. And that's kind of what's happened here. Like, these basically some of these same recordings that she went into it for one intention is ultimately causing her own demise, which is, he's fortunate, actually.
That's very crazy. Fortunate.
And he started recording, too, as well. He started recording too, because we're like, I'm gonna start recording since you're recording.
That's how crazy it is. They're recording each other.
Then she's recording while he's kicking anything. You see the part where he's kicking the cabinets?
He was like, this is when he had the asked about the big pint of
wine. He was like, mega pint.
Mega pint.
He's like, well, didn't you say it before? He's like, I only said it because it's deposition you said in the UK. And he went, I was like, God, what an asshole lawyer. Like, come on, man. Mega pint. It's like, sure.
I think he laughed at it.
He laughed. Yo, like, the whole thing was laughing.
You mean my large glass of wine?
Yeah. Mega pint.
Mega pint.
Like, he was kicking it. he was kicking it. He was like, wait. He was like, she was like, Johnny, why are you mad? Why are you thinking? He's like, she's like the worst actor trying to be real. Johnny, why are you mad? And then he's like, it didn't happen to you. It didn't happen to you. And then he's like, oh, is this what you're doing? You're recording, huh? No, give me this. And she grabs it, she looks at it, she giggles. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, no, she was next level. She's like, you go ahead, Johnny.
Evil.
You tell them. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. This is, like, why are these two people that are, you know, are way wealthier than us, even still sharing the same roof? Like, why are they even in each other's space? You have enough money to
I know, you can just dip. Yeah, you can dip out.
See you when I see you. Like, why is this even still a thing?
He wanted out. That's why he asked for the divorce. But speaking about his reputation, popularity, they had. So that's what I love about these court cases. I watch a case. Like, why you watch them? Like, because I'm just learning. I like to learn stuff.
What do you learn? What do you learn about these cases?
Well, I learned about specialists and stuff. Like, they have all these specialists. They have, you know, by psychiatrists. They had the psychiatrist in there. They made her take some, I don't know what the name of the test was, but she tried to, even when she tried to trick the psychiatrist, it knew that you would trick it. So it basically categorized her out, like, as far as her personality and what she tries to. So basically it was saying, oh, she's one of these people that she acts like she's righteous, but in the same turn she does things. She judges, she acts like she doesn't judge, but then she does the same thing.
So we call that fake.
Yeah, exactly. She's needy. They said she's needy. I'm not needy, but like she won't let you leave. She'll use anything to keep you, even if it comes grabbing onto the person. She has this feeling of abandonment. And they're like, oh, you'll fall in love with her because she mirrors you. So you're like, oh, this is an amazing feeling. Never felt this connection.
And what do you mean she mirrors you?
Like, she will pick up your traits. You ever met someone, you're like, oh, man, we get along. We almost finished each other's sentences. Yeah. And then it's like, and something will happen. Well, she doesn't know she's doing it. But something will happen that it doesn't sit with her core. And she'll be like, whoa, this was cool before. What's wrong? And all of a sudden they change. The demeanor change. You're like, whoa, who the hell? I don't even know who you are anymore. So they snap. So they're saying that's why it's like a borderline personality disorder. And then she has a thing where if you leave, she feels alone, lonely, because she doesn't know herself. Because she's been so much of her life transitioning to someone else. And also,
was she, was she abused or something when she was a child?
Nah, they said she had no abuse, no trauma, man. It's just a privileged thing, privileged girl.
I mean, it's crazy. Her life is based on acting in different roles, yeah. Different people, right? So
that's what they said, no abuse. I mean, they said no abuse from what they picked up on it, right? No trauma, no abuse like that that she suffered.
But maybe she lied about that, though. Mm-hmm. Maybe she lied that she didn't have abuse, but she
No, because her thing, she said she's been abused. Come on now. Oh. The one that her team got said she'd been abused and blah, blah, blah. So, and actually, I found her website. Man, that'd be cool to try to get her on there.
Who's that?
Their specialist. The specialist that Johnny team got.
Oh, to get her on.
She's on the gram. They're on the gram, her thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I listened to a little bit on her, too. She was pretty interesting.
Okay, yeah. So before I lose track of that, the Google analyst was saying, yeah, they looked at the dates and the stuff came out, and they saw he was positive, had great ratings with Google, with people looking, positive articles, and then right after whatever, all this, Johnny late for sets. Johnny's drunk and on drugs. Johnny's this. Johnny's that. Johnny's
the. So they was following the analytics of the art of the bad stuff.
Yes,
and watch how everything kind of went down.
His reputation went down, and so on and so forth. So they were saying, you know, this is what happened. You know, like you were talking before, Jeff, about having a reputation, and people just. So that's why, especially in Hollywood, when you're a 58-year-old actor, it's important to keep that. Because what he's riding on is his reputation.
Yeah.
So he's not a young actor that, the bad boy thing is cool.
Yeah, but screw that. I mean, even if he wasn't in Hollywood, if it was myself, like, I don't want to walk out my front door and people like, they go to woman beater.
You get no job. You get it. Nobody wants to be around
you. Your daughter's out there playing. Like, no, children, come inside. He's him coming outside.
Exactly.
Run.
I'm just getting my trash.
Right.
I'm just going to get. I'm going to get to the car. Come on.
And look, he's even wearing.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh, that's pretty funny. Yo, that's hilarious. But that's why I like to watch
domestic violence is not a joke.
No, it is. It's not a joke. But another thing too, nobody should be weaponizing the Me Too movement.
No, it's crazy.
And like, for their monetary gains and for revenge,
she set them back.
And this has been happening forever and a day.
It has been.
They're, you know, people say, okay, you know, and not the fact that she's using the sexual thing. If, God forbid, anything happened, like, as far as, because she's like, he used inanimate objects in her and you know, used a bottle inserted in her, and she, like, prayed to God it wasn't the broken one. That's what they said to them. I'm like, come on, man. This don't even look like Johnny Cool Depp. They were like, yo. His guards were like, even when he's using crack, he's not even like that. He's the coolest, calmest person.
He's super chill.
Yo, you know, Jack Sparrow is cool as shit. Even when he's on crack, he's cool, man. Like, hey.
I know he was happy getting crack with pills with Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear any of that, but I was like, you know, look. Yeah. Even when he's like, hey, cool, man. Just give me a mega pint glass.
Y'all thought Johnny was Jack Sparrow, but Jack Sparrow was really Johnny.
I know, exactly. Hey. Yo, Ray, what were you? So I know you wanted to talk about the playoffs a little bit. I'm a little salty, guys. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little salty because my LeBron is out of it because, you know, he just, they did the bad rebuilding.
He ain't even sniff it, right?
So
he ain't even sniff it, right?
So why you? No, talking, he ain't sniff it.
Why you talking about LeBron not being into it? What's the big deal?
It's just LeBron is like, I would say he's the arch nemesis for every team in the playoff. Like,
but we have the right teams in right now. I mean, the teams who really want it. We got Golden State, which is an awesome team.
Absolutely.
We got Memphis, which is very exciting with Ja Morant.
Oh, yeah, that's
very exciting team.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Right now, I think tonight we have Memphis. I'm sorry, we got Milwaukee versus
Boston.
And right now, I think Boston is still up probably right now. I'm not for sure. Mm-hmm. But they were up in the fourth quarter. And who else we got going on? We got
Phoenix and Dallas.
Phoenix and Dallas. We got two great teams right there. Well, actually one good team and one team with a great player.
That's true.
Luka with Dallas.
That's true.
And then we got Phoenix with.
Dallas did pull it out without Luka for those couple of games.
Yeah, but those other players, they're not stars. Luka is a star.
Yeah, Luka is a star.
He's
a phenomenon.
He is.
He's a prodigy because, I mean, literally, dude is young. He's been playing with men since he was like 15, 14, right? Playing with adults in Europe.
The thing about him is that his moves are like slow looking.
Yeah, I know, but it's crashed so swifty. He reminds me of Dakota.
So Dakota, right?
Like it's swift. You're like, this thing, why can't you get that ball?
I know. He looks.
This dude at the gym.
I was going to say Dakota.
Yeah.
Dakota moves. This guy named Dakota from LA. Give me a shout out to you, Dakota. But plays at LA Fitness with us. And his moves aren't like quick as the moves, but
they're just effective.
They're just effective. Yeah. And he will. Mm-hmm. He will burn your eyes out. He's a shooter. He definitely is a shooter. But LeBron is still one of the greatest players in the NBA right now. But I would hate to go against Giannis myself.
I mean,
Giannis.
Bron's out of there, right? Who else? We got the Nets. They're out of here.
Oh
right?
Yeah, they're gone. Yeah, KD and Kyrie. I mean that just didn't happen for them. Yeah.
But I gotta tell you though, that series and I was rooting for Brooklyn. I was super impressed with the Celtics.
I was too.
I was super impressed with the Celtics.
I was surprised. I was very surprised.
Those dudes ball like they played great team ball. And on both sides too. You know, like super impressive. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm still looking at Golden State to kind of finish strong at the end, but we'll see.
I think it'd be kind of hard to beat Milwaukee out of I think it's going to be Milwaukee versus Golden State at the very end of the game.
Which I think will be a great series.
I think it'll be amazing.
I think it'll be great. So we'll see.
Yeah,
what do you think about the 76ers? You think they're moving on to the next round?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
Tell us how you really feel. Why is that?
Now let's make it fair. Do you think that's courtesy of Joel Embiid's injury? Or do you think even if he was there, they were probably still going to lose?
I think it's because, I'm not a huge fan of Joel Embiid. I think he's a great ball player.
Right.
But there's something lacking with that team.
Agreed.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
no, agreed.
I mean,
you nailed it.
It's something with that team. I don't know what it is. They have players.
And the answer ain't Harden.
It's not. Oh no, definitely not Harden.
Yeah.
Definitely not James Harden.
No.
Buster. But anyway.
Damn. Woo. Damn.
No, he's a great player, but he's definitely lacking as far as bringing the team together.
Agreed.
I mean, he just
that's
doesn't
not
do
his
it.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, he's about buckets. He's got the killer crossover.
And I know you mentioned this earlier. My bad, because I kind of circled back. But as far as the whole Will Smith thing,
yeah.
It just kind of presses on the social media. I guess it's control, right? Because not to say what happened wasn't important, and that's not to say it wasn't a violation. But I promise you, there has not been a single day that has gone by since this thing played out that I don't see some reference, if not multiple references, to this slap that...
I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? that was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
It's taking place. How long ago was that now? Was that easily a month ago?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Probably a month ago,
yeah, right? I mean, at this point, the punishment has already been served, right?
So why do you believe that? Why do you believe it's
removed,
so?
Because you know what? We're just in clickbait nation right now.
Okay.
That's what it is. It's like anything for views, anything for clicks, and it's like
do you think
beat
it's
a horse until it's dead.
Do you think it's because of like Will Smith is an A-plus actor, is an A-list actor, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And because he has a platform, he's huge, and what he did was so against how you perceive him.
Well, I think it's deeper than that, right? That's one component of it, right?
Okay.
You got that piece, and you got Jada. Which that in itself is a whole, like, Jada's last name might as well be Entanglement, right? Jada Pinkett Smith? No, Jada Pinkett Entanglement, okay? Because that's a whole nother piece of it. Then you got the Chris Rock piece of it, because to this day, I am still baffled about his stage presence and his ability to rebound after that whole thing played out and stay in character and kind of make it happen. So, like, there's multiple moving pieces, but I just still, you know, it's like, oh, Chris Rock's brother came out and said this. Chris Rock's mother came out and said
this.
Jada made her first statement after such and such.
Yeah.
Jada and Will's kids seen for the first time. It's like, yo, like, it's done. Can we move on?
And he went to rehab, too, right? For his anger management.
Who went to rehab?
For anger management.
Yeah. Will?
Yeah. Will's doing all the right things.
Was that because of us as, like, the clicks and everybody talking to him?
You know, it doesn't matter.
His management team.
Well, you know, it's PR. I do hope it was because of Bro-Rans. I mean, the brother tuned in and listened to us. I appreciate that. But
he's doing the right things. He's doing everything he can in this moment to position himself to hopefully transition past this.
But do we know if him and Chris had a conversation?
We have no clue. I mean, even if they did, I wouldn't doubt if they did, and because
to me that's most important.
Yeah, and Will
before anything else,
and yeah, Chris leaving it out and Will leaving it out, or you know, that'd be cool if they did. If
what
he really
I'd
reached
love
out,
is you know the same way that Will came out and did that interview and the whole thing played out with Jada. I think it'd be dope if they got like 30 to 60 minutes to just kind of sit down and have like a one-on-one. For the public to be a part of, just to kind of see them digested and share. I would tune in for that.
Well, you mean Chris and Will?
Yeah.
Oh, Jay. Oh, okay.
That would
promote the community, man. Let's get this.
That would be amazing for him just to talk
about,
right?
Brown and strong. Let's keep it going.
Without Jada.
But without Jada, you know, I'd say even maybe without a moderator, right? Like just two grown men sitting down and, you know, just being an example of like, look, shit's going to go wrong sometimes. Sometimes we all have days where, you know what, we go all the way left or we go all the way right. But to be able to come together and, you know, have a reckoning and sit down and talk like grown men and try to move forward. Like, maybe we'll never be chummy again. But you know what? We can try and make it right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
you know what they should have? And that's a great idea. They should have that. Not a moderator. They should sit table to table, you know, a circle table, and have a slap off. So,
have you ever watched them slap off on the slap show?
Yeah, I've seen it. So this was like, slap off.
Got brain dead.
Yo, they bring it. Like Jeff said, they bring it all the way back in,
and they be hitting you. They be hitting your eardrum.
Yo, that's what you got to go to knock out. You know how they see the boxers hit that.
When I look at some of these guys and their hands are as thick as a loaf of bread, I'm out. Yeah. I'm out. Like when I show up and I see that dude show up and he's powdering his hand, I'm like,
I don't even want to be closer. I might get hit by accident.
Yeah, you got it, dog. Nah.
Yo, so guys, make sure that you like, subscribe, comment.
Please do. Because
we're going to keep coming out with content for you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Let us know what you think. And also, thank you for who left a comment, you know, which was really cool about, like I said, the transgender thing you brought up.
Right.
They had women say, hey, unless women start admitting that men are more superior physically, that's the only way we're going to end this transgender community jumping into their arena as far as
so you want sports. You want women to say men are more superior?
No, that's what the comment said.
Oh, that's what
someone commented.
Oh,
so
you're giving a shout out to the woman.
There are people that made comments.
Was it a woman or was it a man?
You don't know. It was they.
Okay. Yeah. It doesn't even matter.
Well played.
It was she.
Well played.
Thank you. She, he.
Thank you. Whoever.
She for they.
Hey, whoever
she
it was,
for her.
Thank you very much.
She for her. He for him.
You know, to be fair, to piggyback on that, I think there is something to be said for, like, let's start with basics, which is, all right, can there be an acknowledgement that there is a difference, right?
Yes, that's why.
Maybe not superiority. That's a strong word.
It is a strong
right?
word.
But let's acknowledge that, hey, there is a difference, and then we kind of work our way.
Well, physically. I mean, right. as far as physically superior.
No, I know what they meant.
Because we're being sensitive about a lot of terms these days, man, and like I said, we are superior
because I know women that can kick a
no, no.
Ass.
I know, but here's the thing. We're talking about, anytime they talk about something, anyone, they generalize it, right? That's how we do as a community. So we can, of course, there's some women that can beat us in a race. Of course, I know the Olympic women can. I know college woman that could whip my ass probably running. If, absolutely.
I was beat by a woman in racing before.
So that's what I'm saying. So
Charlotte Buford, if you ever out there, that was your maiden name.
Get him, Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte Buford from Mobile. CB. Hey, girl, I still want to race you. I can that's get right. you now, though.
Anytime I don't you know, want to set it up.
I don't know, bro.
Charlotte Buford, if you out there from Mobile.
He probably seen Charlotte Buford. We probably saw you on Facebook.
That's your maiden name, Charlotte. I ain't forget about you.
He probably saw you on Facebook or the Instagram updates and seen that you got calves.
I don't know your married name, but
got calves. What do you call them? Calves?
What?
When the calves go with the ankles, cankles?
Cankles.
Wait a minute. He probably looked you up on Facebook and saw your cankles. I can beat her now.
No,
I can beat her now.
I want to say somebody told me that her kids do track now.
Oh okay. Damn. So you don't stand a chance. Yeah.
Drive to the kids.
She's still fast, bro. She's still fast.
I bet she is.
Yo, but thank you guys. I'm going to wish you guys a wonderful week because this has been fun. And like I said, let us know what you think. You guys have anything to say to leave these people with anything, a rant or anything? Or
no, I don't have any rants today. Just, eat
pork. I hope he's going to say pork. I thought he was going to say pork. No. That what? Shit sound crazy, bro. I'm going to save you. I'm going to save you.
It's too late now. You already started.
Bro, I'm going to save you. That was weird.
I was going to say something crazy, but I'm not going
to
say.
Don't your kids listen to the show, your kids? That didn't sound like pork. That sounded like eat some pork.
Did the ringer go off just now?
Wow. Yo, it was
I don't really have much either. I just want to say, look, Bro Rants family, we love you. We love the support. Please keep it coming in. We're open to any and all recommendations, suggestions. Yes. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And, you know, we'll be here. And like I said, the content will be coming.
And Bro Rants out.
Peace. That was actually really good, guys.